This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I nearly did that with that thing. Honestly, I nearly put that on. You know that thing on my door? You know that cloak thing I've got on the door? I nearly put that on.
Can't do it every time we do a pod. Should always do one at
Yeah, I'll get a hood and we both go yeah. And then giggle.
Oh, bloody hell, it's been such a day.
I think we played that. if you haven't listened, if you haven't watched episode 6, I'm serious too. Fuck.
It's bloody cold in this office.
I've got the heater.
Fucking freezing.
Can I start by saying one thing? We need to kill Jazz.
Well, yes.
We do.
Yes.
And it's a shame it was the weird.
Yes, because I said to Naomi, they're going to get rid of Jazz.
They have to, even if it points at Paul, because then you could always go, well, that's very convenient, because they made it look like it was for me, and they had gone the double. And I was like, when it was the weird goblet thing, I was like, knickers.
Yeah.
Because it was going so
Why
smooth.
Did they go for her, even though it was a weird goblet thing?
Well, we don't. I don't think it is Diane, because I said to Pet, she went, oh, Diane's gone. I went, no. Because Diane takes the cup, so they don't leave us with a cliffhanger, so it's not Diane.
Oh, Diane, right.
Diane is not dead.
What, she'd have to pass it to someone else?
Yeah, I think so, because it's too weird. There's no cliffhanger then. It is not Diane, is it?
Oh, right.
This is like our
I guess like Ash. There wasn't a cliffhanger with her, though, was there? And she was a... I'm fucking knackered after.
we're doing this at 10:05.
Dedication to the bloody traitors.
It's embarrassing we're doing it now. There's people downstairs, and I just had to say, I'm going to go on pod.
You got people downstairs?
Well, it's like Lee and... Well, anyway.
Right, yeah.
So, and that was like...
Right. Paul played a blinder until he did that fucking weird thing in the corner with Jazz. Which I will be having a word with him about.
But Jazz was amazing. He went... worked the whole thing out in front of us. Well, why did Harry say that? Why did he say... And then not say that? So it's obviously those two. Shit. But also...
I think Paul's gone the next episode now. After that, I just think Jazz is going to say something really weird happened.
And Paul will have to have a breakdown or something. But apart from that,
Did you hear that genius line, though, around the table that Paul did about Tracy?
No. What did he say? Which one's Tracy? The one who's dead? Dying? Or murdered or whatever?
And I cannot remember because it's fucking 10:10. I can't think of it. Oh, God, it was really good.
What, she'd gone?
Oh, that's what
if it was after she'd gone. So it was like, she'd been murdered and he said something like...
Oh, that was it. Oh, I wish Tracy was here now to basically backed me up.
Oh, yeah. That was around the table. Great. Around the table, we went, well.
I thought that was really good.
Yeah, because it was like they've been strategic.
Mm.
And it's not helped me.
I would never have got rid of Tracy. Not in a million years.
That's why I'm a faithful. But that was an episode where Paul was so under the radar. I was like going, Paul's in for a few days here. Because
until
he was like
that bloody thing in down the corridor. With Jazz.
Massive cock up. Paul, you know, he was gonna make a mistake at some point.
At the start of it, it nearly worked. He tried to get him close to him.
Well, I thought he had.
He said one line that was just so, you're not going to vote me off, aren't you? It's just, I don't know, it's like, what?
It was an amazing cut to Jazz going, well, that was fucking weird, basically.
Yeah.
It's really embarrassing because they don't know how it's edited. It's like you can walk away all confident, cut to Jazz telling
exactly,
that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, poor old Paul.
Yeah, very easy for me to.
No, I know, but is Paul physically changing in front of my eyes? It's like
what,
I feel. No, I feel like his colour's draining out of him. I think it's sort of like he's looking sort of less like the Paul I know every day. Like,
right.
I think it's weighing heavy on him. Like he's less the puppeteer than he was at the start.
Yes. Yeah, I see what you mean.
He's like that a lot.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He's got his head in his hands.
He looks
a lot
absolutely
going,
exhausted.
Yeah. What lie have I told?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of that, which I think is why I don't want to be a faithful, because there'll be a point where I'm like, I just
a traitor, you mean?
A traitor.
Yeah.
I just want to have a conversation where I go, I can just be myself because I'm a faithful. So it doesn't matter what I say, I'm a faithful, so it's fine. I'm going to trip myself up. Whereas having to fucking react like normal when you're not normal is just draining.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather just be normal and get voted off, get banished.
You would not get through the audition process.
There's one thing I had to say. Naomi said, there's like a shot of like the round table from the back. She went, who sat in the black vest? I went, that's the woman in the bath. From the No, not her. No, in the black vest. Oh, that's Evie. No, Evie's wearing a shirt. It went round to the front of her and we both went, who the fuck is that? Been watching it for 2 weeks. Do you know the one I mean?
No. I don't.
There's a woman in the Traitors never seen before.
Okay, Traitors cast. Well, there's the young blonde girl. She appears every, like, 3 eps. You go, oh, yeah.
There's another one. There's another blonde girl.
The 18-year-old, the one that Harry said he has a kind of bond with.
Right. I'm just clicking. Oh, it is Evie.
What is Evie?
I don't know her from Adam. Oh, there's a little joke there. Adam and Evie.
Well, joke. Evie, the Bristolian.
I don't know her. When it went round the front, I was like, who the fuck is she?
She said, I like her, but she did say,
I won't be getting involved much in this series.
No, she said something like in one of the trials, she stuck in my head because she went, oh, I got to pick up the spoon. That was the best day of my life.
Right, okay.
And I was like, what? She was like, when I got that spoon, that was brilliant. That was the best day of my life. It was just sort of sweet and mad at the same time.
Yeah, because I know Molly is.
I want to see him in a line. You know where they just have all the names? Traitors.
I'm looking at the contestants here from the Traitors Series 2. I'm scrolling down. Right. Anthony, gone. Ash, gone. Aubrey, gone. Brian, gone.
Brian?
Charlie there. Oh, yeah. Charlotte there. Diana there. Evie there. Oh, Harry there. Jasmine, gone.
Jasmine, yeah.
Johnny, gone. Jasmine. Kira, gone. Meg, gone.
God, they've lost a lot, haven't we?
Yeah.
Who's Jasmine?
How many?
No, Jasmine's not gone. Jasmine's not gone.
Oh, isn't she? No, she's not. I don't know why I said that.
No.
Well, is it, do you reckon it's another 2 weeks left?
Yeah. Not for Paul.
Well, what I will say is when I looked at my iCal earlier.
What's your iCal?
The calendar on my computer.
Right.
I see Petra's put in Paul Gorton back from Traitors.
Well, I told you we've got that. We've got him. We've got
him. Yeah, I know. It's made me laugh. But... so it must be that. So it's another 2 weeks for the Traitors.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
It?
So he, we can talk to him after. Fucking mental. We can talk to him. It's a human who we know.
But... he's coming on this fucking pod, whether he likes it or not.
He's, yeah. What was I thinking? I've realised I've been watching this in a very unusual way though, because it's like
what, your legs spread,
my foot in my mouth. No, like going, it's about keep. We're going. It's about keeping one person in. There's so much of it. I'm like, it's just about. Right there, like when the round table's coming out, I'm like, there's no pool, I can relax. I didn't give a shit if it was Anthony or any of them. I'm just like, right, there's no pool. We're a third of the way. He hasn't been named by anyone. I can relax. So it's just like that. It's like, it's such a weird, like we're so lucky we've got that element of tension that other people haven't. You know what I mean? Just going, fuck.
Yeah.
Don't know what, but it's like,
in those first quarter of an hour when they start dropping in who's going to be a big part of this ep, you are like, oh no.
Yeah, it's thrilling.
It's so nice not to have Paul.
It's been thrilling, but this, when I was thinking about if we did this pod tonight, I was like, this is a little palate cleanser for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've had a roller coaster. We have had it hard, and we were relaxing until Paul went and said, "Come on, don't vote for me, Jazz." And turns out Jazz is like got the highest IQ.
And Jazz
in the
said, "So you're a traitor." And Paul went, "Yeah, 100%."
And you said faithful, hopefully.
Sorry, faithful. Would you ever say 100%?
They all say it. It's fucking weird. But you know what's weird? In the
Are
first...
you playing football tomorrow, Joe? Yeah, 100%.
Am I?
No, but if you were.
Oh, yeah. No, 100% I'm not. No, but like in the first series, what's happened with the 100% thing is everyone said last year, everyone kept saying, I'm 100% a faithful. We're not going to do it this year. So for like three or four eps, no one said it. And now it's starting, the desperation's kicking in. And people are starting to say it again. But someone told me, I've not watched other countries' ones, but they say it in other countries. It's like this way
100%.
Of going, yeah, I'm 100% a faithful. It's like a thing wherever you do it in the world. Mi no, 100%, you know, if it's like Spanish or whatever.
Yeah. 5%.
5% faith follower or whatever. And it's like,
yeah.
But it's starting to eke in now.
Yeah.
So they're kind of separate.
Harry's playing a really good game.
Yeah, except Paul fucking dropped him in a big pile of dung. Because he was like...
What did Paul do? Can we analyse that moment?
Well, Paul went up to Jazz anyway, which I found really awkward, said, let's go through here, come on. And it was like Maddie said yesterday, like, it's like a middle manager going, let's have a talk about where you've gone wrong.
Hello, Fresh.
Yeah, it's not the HelloFresh guy. He's the HelloFresh guy. Come walk through. Let's have a little chat. Yeah. And I'm like, well, if I was Jazz, I love Paul to bitch, you know that, but that would have my backup. I'm going in for a disciplinary with HelloFresh.
Paul Gorton.
I'm getting told where I'm going wrong by Paul Gorton. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'd have my backup. And then he went, come on, let's just work together. And he said, we need to be a team. Which, looking back, makes me... Yeah, exactly. You go, fuck's going on here?
Well, at that point, I did go, oh, that's quite good.
Well, I think I felt just like that, but faithful. Now analyse it. I'm being jazz in the moment, going, you're very keen for me to be your pal. And I said to Petra, after Anthony, some of them didn't like Anthony, so wanted him out of the house, basically.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe Paul picked up and went, if people don't like you, they vote you, I'll make Jazz like me by giving him some of my middle management.
So. I mean, the next episode is going to be all about Jazz telling everyone what Paul just did. Won't it? You'd think. But it will be, won't it? He will say, right, it's Paul, and he did something really weird down the corridor with me.
What did he do? Touch my bottom.
But it will be, won't it?
He did something very weird with me down the corridor. Did he, Jazz? No, he didn't, but
what
he looked like
what
he was
about Miles? The spotlight's coming.
Yeah, well, there's a line of people who could be doing that.
Lazy bastard. Fucking hell.
I
think that's just his character. No, it's not his character.
He's lazy.
He'll be fucked.
But my friend texted me and said, "Oh, looks like Paul's about to throw Miles under the bus this time." Because yeah. he went, he is not faithful or traitor. Yeah. That is not good enough.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Miles has suddenly, just because Miles wanted an afternoon off. But he did step.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I can see how you might have that idea and go, oh, I'll tell them where the spotlight is. But
well, I thought
surely at some point you go, does anyone else want to take over spotlight duty?
Or no one's fucking listening. then get in there, Miles. Get in there. And that was a bit of a delay for Miles getting in there.
Yeah. There's something else I need to talk to you about.
It's really
Claudia,
when you say that.
When she goes, run! Have you seen her where she gets really involved?
I like that. I think it's... I'm in.
Run! I don't know. It's just... She's so dainty. I'm like...
Do you reckon... There's a bit of energy today, Claudia, because yesterday was two.
Yeah. Well, Naomi said to me, "What don't you like women?" Da, 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 da.
What
sort of? What, I don't know what
well,
it was.
It's quite
like,
important
showing,
that second. Showing.
I don't know what it was on Texter.
But it's fucking important that second half of that.
Taking
sentence.
Their clothes off. Don't you like women taking their clothes off? No, I can't remember what it was.
Don't you like women? Da, 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 is literally not what.
Oh, I need to.
What shouting?
Don't you like women shouting in cemeteries?
Don't like anyone shouting in cemeteries. Fucking horrible.
It just, every time she does it, I'm always like, bloody hell. She's banging to this show.
Do you not like dainty
Says
women?
He at 20 past 10.
Podding. People in the house.
Podding as a traitor.
I like the fact you had to leave your actual house, go down the stairs and then go back into your house.
Yeah.
At least I didn't have to leave and go.
Shame I didn't carry a lantern.
I really want to get a black hoodie for Monday or Wednesday.
Do you think we'll get Claudia on the pod?
No.
Oh.
No, I definitely don't.
God, I was really expecting it. Yeah, of course we will.
No. I'll be honest, no. What's in it for us?
I was going to ask her to go, rah, for the pod.
Second reason she won't do it.
Oh, right, she won't do it.
Well, why would she do it? Honestly, I can say yeah, but no, I don't think she'll do it, no.
Oh. I don't know, leg up?
What, for us?
Yeah. Gets a leg up. Didn't Paul say, oh, I know them all now, I know Claudia, I know them all, I'll get them all on the pod, didn't he?
I don't think you've added the Claudia bit. I think
I'm sure he said Claudia.
I think you get all the others on it. Yeah, but I think Claudia.
Sure, he said Claudia.
Well, on his messages, but no, maybe I don't know. I don't think so. Anyway, what else do I need to... There wasn't as much in that ep pool related, apart from the cock-up at the end.
There's nothing. There's nothing in it. Like you said, it was quite nice to watch it without the pool stress.
Yeah.
But, again, that bit down the corridor is...
It's dominating everyone's mind.
Hang on a minute. Why did he say... Harry told me that you said... Why did he throw Harry under the bus?
I think it was an accident. I don't think he was throwing Harry under the bus.
Nothing Paul does is an accident. No way.
I think that's the first time he slipped up. Right.
Yeah, I just wasn't convinced the way I'd love...
Harry finds out, what's Harry going to do? If Harry finds out that Paul's dropped him in it, do you reckon...
He'll just say, what are you doing?
No, but he's really bright, Harry. He might go, okay, Paul's not the traitor I thought he was. Time to murder the prick.
You can't murder him. He's a traitor.
Or, you know, or go, I think
he's... Or just literally try to murder the prick.
No, but like throw him under the bus at the table.
Oh, of course you can, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I suppose, if a couple of people pick on Paul. Yeah, I think he's gone on Wednesday.
Well, we thought he was gone tonight.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
True.
I think, we said it, but if they could have killed Jazz, it would have been what they needed to do. But maybe, I don't know, they probably wouldn't have actually, because they wouldn't have known that Jazz knows this, would they? Because we only know because Jazz said it to camera.
He's going to tell everyone.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah.
What?
Wednesday. I don't know. Yeah.
Episode, he'll go, Paul's really weird. I'm sure he will.
Yeah, but that might not get back to Paul and Harry.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean, yeah.
You get frustrated with me.
One thing I was going to say to you, you know when I put that slug in my mouth?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be on the Zoom video.
Yeah, oh yeah, that needs to go on the...
So I was going to ask Petra if she'd send me the video...
I'm sure we're going to put it on.
I was going to find the exact moment where I went.
Yeah, yeah, lovely. Well, I didn't notice in real time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I've got to study at what point it happened.
I love the fact that
I definitely stopped listening to you for about 5 seconds.
But that might not have been the slug. To be fair. that could have been something shiny on a shelf in the background. God, imagine we're doing this pod without Paul Focus. What would we talk about? Right, we're not Paul-centric. What would you talk about in that ep?
Anthony.
Yes. Can we have a little deep dive into Anthony?
8-1. Have you finished? Have you finished talking?
I feel...
I beg your pardon.
I reckon Anthony would come away going, why the fuck did I... Why was I so on the front foot?
Every time it said chess coach, every time that comes up, do you go, what the fuck?
How do you make a living? That's the two times I've seen it.
How do you make a living? And also, he doesn't look or act like a chess coach.
I don't know how they act, if I'm honest, but I've only just thought, well, you do other stuff.
Well, he's on the front. I can't imagine them being on the front foot.
Well, no... Well, yeah, he hasn't played it like a chess master, has he? He's actually...
Imagine getting an arsehole as a chess coach.
I don't know if he's an arsehole.
How's your luck?
How's your new chess coach working
out? God, he's a right old
arsehole. He's a bloke from Traders.
Yeah. Chess coach. God, you shouldn't laugh. Might get him on the pod.
But he went a little bit
bananas. What's he say? Pick it up, move it diagonally.
Well, it's a little bit more than
yeah, that's true.
He lost it a bit. But I think he's probably a nice guy who's come across a bit mad in it. Like Brian was probably like, Brian's going to have sleepless nights for years about, we said, can I be selfish and make sure.
What, when he had that little moment?
Yeah, can I be selfish and make sure everyone likes me or whatever he said?
To be fair, we do that every morning.
At least he only did it once.
Yeah, exactly.
Try 490 or whatever we're coming up
with. Yeah, here. Yeah. Oh, well.
Come on, there must be something else I was interested in. Yeah. I thought it was a good. I thought it was the most enjoyable task to watch.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll be honest. I'm not having a go at the show, but if that's the most enjoyable.
What if? Right, okay. Just structurally wise, if you just went from murdering someone to.
You're right. You need it. You do need it. It does everything it needs to do. You do need it. And to be honest, I've watched the last two and they've been fine. They've been fine. I don't care about the money they're winning.
No, I don't care about that. But you need something in there.
Yeah. Do you know what I do like is when Claudia goes, little do they know. Not during the task, but when they throw something, a curveball into the show, like the dungeon or the goblet. Or
it's funny, I pick up on those bits less than I want to pick up on those.
Like them? You just want it straightforward.
No, like Claudia doing that, her going, kind of playing her little role. Because my friend was saying he adores the way she brings the drama.
What I mean is, I like when the show
throws
a curveball. Yeah.
Well, I like the curveball annoyed me tonight because I was so Paul needs to kill Jazz. But if I didn't want to kill Jazz so much,
yeah.
But like, I think if I wasn't in Paul's camp, I think I'd be rooting for Jazz.
Yeah, he's good. My sister texted me and said, Jazz is piping hot.
What, looking?
She said that. I don't know if she did.
Looking.
No, as in the way he's playing the game. Right. Did she like that?
Oh, I think he's piping hot as well.
Jazz,
I think,
piping hot.
I think I'd be going, Jazz needs to win this.
Yeah, I think he's... Harry.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm looking at this differently. It's like, I'm just all about Paul.
What about if you didn't know Paul?
Probably want him out. like you know where you go, not want him out as in, but he'd be a bad guy, right? You'd be wanting Jazz to beat him. He would be the...
I'd be gutted if he went, if I didn't know Paul and I was being entertained by them.
But I would be not rooting for him. I would be like, I want Jazz to win.
Why?
I want Paul to stay in for the drama.
But why not rooting for him?
Because you want the good guy to win. He's sort of playing the bad guy. You want the bad guy and the good guy to get good versus evil right to the end, but then good to triumph over evil.
So you think he's evil?
Well, he's playing evil in this. Right?
Yeah. It's just funny, though, because he's just playing the game, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, I know. But then you, like a normal human, you go, and, like, Jazz is like a hero in this. And Paul's like, you go, oh, I want to burn the witch, but not straight away, because I want all the drama of it. And I'd definitely be going, Paul's playing a lot of fiddle, get him.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I know Paul and I think he's lovely.
Well, I didn't want Anthony to go tonight.
No, he had his drama. Oh, a lovely thing from Harry. Harry went, we have got to do better.
That was good. It's dangerous game to play, but he did it well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm done with this. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a sweet...
What about when they had to do the goblet task and they had to get out of the house?
Oh, my God, so stressful. I was like, three of them together. Then I went, we're only stressed. If you just see three people, you don't go, but... They're the three traitors. But I did think Jazz has gone, it's Paul and Harry. And then if he sees Miles, he might go. But then you just go, well, why? It might just be Miles doesn't know. You might be, but they made it feel really stressful, like they could get caught any time. Yeah. But there's three people in rooms all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've just seen Miles, Harry, and Paul. In
it's just the way they were behaving. It looked like they don't often go out to the fire pit.
They looked very stressed by it all.
Yeah,
it was quite fun. I really related to them not being able to cope in the moment finding three books, because when I'm panicked, I do some fucking nutty things, like which afterwards I go, why did I suddenly burn that? Or why did I?
Why did I suddenly burn that?
In the moment, like, I need to do something, and I don't know what to do. So, and I'll do something weird. And Petra's like, "Calm down! All we've got to do is take that from there to there, and then it's fine, or whatever." And
you don't need to burn it.
You don't need to set fire to whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I really
I think we've absolutely covered.
I think that was rocky as shit.
Really?
That
really?
Yeah, but it's going out.
Oh, I thought we dealt with it all right.
Yeah, no, it's
fine. Well, I don't know why I said that. I've got no right to say anything about it.
You have.
I'm part of it. No, but...
I just think it was a harder one to get my head around because Paul wasn't involved as much. Right, quick thing. Zach, I hope, stays. But
yeah, I like him.
He must be feeling bullied right now. He's getting a lot of... And because people are like, well, just think you're inconsistent or whatever. And he's just like, well, I'm just trying to work out who it is. Well, you do it a lot and it's confusing. Oh, you know what I don't like? And even if it's not you, I think you're bad faithful. You're not very good faithful. Ooh, don't
Who said that?
There was a couple of times it was said. It was said to Anthony, and then he went 8-1 afterwards, I think. But it was also
Someone said it. Was it Andrew saying it to him?
I think someone Zach, said maybe, it quite maybe Zach brutally. Said it to Anthony, but also I felt like it was said. Like maybe it's Harry said. But that's being bandied around, and I don't like that.
And finally, for me. My final point of the evening. That if Diane goes, which it looks like it is her.
I don't think it is her. I think the edit's going to go. It's actually.
I think if I was editing that, because we know they were going for Diane, you'd edit it with her passing it on to someone else. That's where you go. And then you go, shit.
Okay, so you go, Diane's about to drink it. And then she goes, oh, no, do you want it?
Yeah, yeah.
And who's that? Yeah, maybe you're right.
But if Diane goes, how's that going to upset the dynamics?
Apple cart.
Yeah, with her son.
I don't think it ever really upsets the
dynamic. No, it's just something to say. Thank you.
I mean that as a compliment. Because that would start on the... On
I
the
bet real... you cut that bit but in the edit.
But it would start a discussion, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I realised that I don't think it does. Okay, it's not sounding as complimentary.
No.
But I meant it was... You were steering the ship. No, I'll put a bit.
Yeah. Oh well, it's 20 to fucking 11.
All we're going to do is an hour and a half tonight.
Oh my god.
Well.
Oh well.
Keep on trucking, Paul.
Yeah, well done, Paul. Two weeks in there.
Let's email him.
Do you know what? If he's out now, I'm like, you've done well enough for me, son.
He's halfway. Made it over halfway.
Yeah. Superb.
That sounds terrible, but I couldn't be bothered.
And you're one of the great characters.
One of the all-time greats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, on that bombshell.
Yeah. Cheers. See you on the next Traitors review.
Jesus, it keeps going, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.